Good morning and welcome back to Excerpt from the ABBA Archives, a podcast that's not about ABBA, it's about us. My name is B. Peterson, and with me as always is...
Hey, Kirby.
Nice. We're in a Denny's.
Yeah, we are in the Denny's in Crescent City.
It is my first time that I remember being in a Denny's.
How's it going?
I love Denny's. A lot. Yeah. The menu looks really good. Mm-hmm. I could see myself having a lot of meals here. Mm-hmm. Not this Denny's, but in Denny's in general.
Yeah. Be a little hard to have a lot of meals day or done in Crescent City.
Seeing is how we live very far from Crescent City.
Yes.
Why are we in Crescent City?
We are in Crescent City because we went to see my family in Humboldt County for Christmas.
Yeah.
And we're on our way back up. And my family used to come to this Denny's early in the morning when I was a kid. And so we're stopping by, and it looks just the same.
Cool. You enjoy your Christmas with family?
It was pretty great. Yeah. It was a pretty great time.
Highlights?
Yeah, just seeing you hanging out with my family was really nice.
Yeah, most of your family is really lovely.
Yeah.
Your grandpa is a charming 94-year-old man with lots of adorable little grunts and growls.
So sweet. Yeah, and it was nice. Gave him some really nice compliments, and he just lit up. It was so nice.
Yeah. And yeah, your cousin is wonderful, and your eldest uncle is very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Christmas, and we got each other Christmas gifts. Now. So let's run down the Christmas gifts that we've done so far. I think I talked about the box set of Star Wars.
Yes.
On VHS for you, from me to you. It's original trilogy on VHS, the theatrical editions, the last release before the special editions.
Pretty great.
So I got you that. And then you got me a trip to Seattle and tickets to the new Frederick Wiseman movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, then you gifted me a 1/3 measuring cup, a 1/3 cup measuring cup,
mm-hmm.
because you lost my last one in the garbage disposal.
Yes, tragically.
Yeah. Rest in peace, garbage disposal. So you got me that. And you also got me...
Excuse me.
It's not normal to sneeze.
I never sneeze.
No, what was that then?
Well, I'm not a sneezer. I was just a sneezer when I was sneezing, but I'm done now.
Okay. You also got me... the board game Reign of Cthulhu,
mm-hmm.
which we played with your cousin, and it's based on Pandemic, so similar to Forbidden Island, which we played. And I love this version of the Pandemic system so much more because it is so much, the theme is much more heavily ingrained in the game.
All
and there's miniatures, there's miniatures as opposed to cubes and pawns.
Mm.
Anyway. And the
beautiful.
Art is beautiful art, beautiful board. We lost miserably.
Yes.
But it's a...
Brutal.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was fun. What else?
You got me a Pizza John shirt.
I got you a Pizza John shirt.
Yeah.
The John Uff shirt.
Yes, it's so good. It makes me very happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza John dressed as Ken in Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
You also got me Showing Up, mm-hmm. the 4K, A24's 4K Blu-ray of Showing Up, which is one of my favorite films of the year. It's set in Portland. now that we know that we're moving out of Portland, it'll be like something to like, ah, remember our time in Portland?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful film, and it's going to be lovely to have on 4K.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also got me Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer on vinyl. I'm so happy. That was the one. That was the big surprise for me. I had no clue that was coming.
Because like, it was on your list.
It wasn't on my list. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's perfect. Yeah. So thank you. Yeah. And then I got you. Well, I'm paying for the gas for the trip to California and mm-hmm. back. So, Humboldt County, Miranda, California.
Got me the gift of this lovely trip.
Yeah. And...
pretty great gift.
Did I get you anything? Oh, yeah. Mm. I bought you a car.
Yes. Yeah, the Chevy Volt that we're using to get down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's pretty great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, because we didn't have the car at the time of our last recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why don't you tell the story of the car?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we need anything else?
Not at this time.
You may join
districts. Yeah, so I came back from work one day and she said, you know, that she'd found this listing and was gonna buy my mom's car to go down to Corvallis to check it out.
Where my buddy Jacob lives. And he owns a Chevy Volt. He's done a lot of research into Chevy Volts, so he has a literal checklist that he can go through for him. And so, yeah, so I was like, seems ideal, very good price. There's some questions about the car itself, like the quality of the battery or the drive shaft or whatever. Anyway, so I'm going to go down on Thursday.
And, yeah, and then she does. And kind of midway through the day, I get a text saying that, the seller wouldn't budge on the price, and there was some stuff that would make us want to not pay that much for it. And, oh, it's just a nice guy who didn't work out. I was like, okay. And so... that evening, I'm making some cookies with my mom, and we're like hanging out in the kitchen. And she comes back, and it's like, oh yeah, I didn't get the car. She's like, oh, and you know, you got the text, Amber. And I was like, yeah. So I always tell my mom what happened. She's like, oh yeah. So I explained what happened to my mom, and yeah. And then she's pulling. I'm turned her on, doing some cookie stuff. And she's all like, oh, so here's the money that I was, you know, didn't want to give him, you know, the $1,000 or so.
Yeah, because I'd gone to the banks and accumulated $8,500 in cash.
Yeah.
Which was quite the sight. I don't think I've ever held that much money in my hand before. At least not in cash. When I worked for my mom, I had held a cashier's check for hundreds of thousands of dollars, but yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, all right, so here's this $1,000, and then here's the rest of the money that I didn't give him. And then she's like, wait, where is it? And she's opening her like little pouch and is like, but it's not here. But there's only this key. Oh, I must have kept it. Oh, and then just drops the bid, hands it to me. It's like, Merry Christmas.
Yep, and Jacob had driven up with the car behind me.
Yeah.
We got a car.
Yeah, it was a pretty great surprise.
Yeah. It does have some potential issues with the battery, but we may have fixed that, Jacob and I. So, anyway. Yeah. Yeah, and it's been a great car.
Yeah. It's really smooth. That's a pretty great gift.
Yeah. This, you know what else is great? Mm-hmm. This biscuit and gravy.
Is it?
Yeah. And then you've got a veggie omelet. Denny's. I'm going to have some toast.
You have some toast.
Yeah.
Good toast. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
We are occupied with our food that just came.
Yeah.
This is why you're on Santa.
So just enjoy the sounds of the Denny's. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to call this great food, but I am going to call it good food.
Mm-hmm.
Not as in good for you, just good. Mm-hmm. A rainy, windy day. We got to go down by the water, by the ocean. Pretty.
This is a really good omelette. Good.
I might want some of that hash brown. Stealing a mushroom. Mushroom.
Just two today? They're over here. Is tea, water? Are we doing okay so far?
Yeah. Thank you. I did make mac and cheese this morning to go, so I can eat that on the road, but you said the milkshakes are good?
Mm-hmm.
We already have so many sweets.
Mm.
That's been essentially all we've eaten the past many days, is various sweets, mostly chocolate. One of our Christmas gifts was just two tubs of Nutella.
Yeah. Which is not the best for you, seeing as you don't like Nutella.
No,
but it's pretty great for me.
Because you like Nutella.
Mm.
I love that biscuit and gravy is the single cheapest a la carte side. That is going to be perfect for me.
Yeah.
As someone who is satisfied with biscuit and gravy. I am noticing that stuff is pretty expensive here at the Denny's.
Mm.
It is $11 for mozzarella cheese sticks.
Mm.
Like, chicken tenders is also $11.
Mm.
Like, these are your most basic items.
Mm.
there is essentially no meal for less than $12. Which is not typically what you like to see. Anyway. Appears that the most expensive item on the menu, like by itself, is the T-bone steak and eggs. 13-ounce seasoned steak served with two eggs, hash browns, and white toast. $21. The cheapest meal I can find is $11.30. It's two pancakes with looks like with hash, sausage, and eggs.
I'm watching me trip and catch everything.
Anyway. Can I have a bite of that omelet?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that made it.
Me too.
Can you believe it? We've only seen two films this entire week.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them we'd already seen together before.
Mm-hmm.
We rewatched The Hobbit to cleanse ourselves of those other films.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just delightful.
It is.
Just put it on while you were doing dishes and while I was napping. Anyway, it's just a good time. It's so pretty to look at, to listen to.
It tells the story well. And
yeah.
It does its job.
Yeah, it's just...
And then it leaves.
Yeah. Not that we even want it to leave.
Mm-mm.
Like, I wouldn't mind hanging out in that world longer, but the fact that it is so restrained is adds to its charm.
Mm.
The other film we watched is, you have now seen your third Frederick Wiseman movie. We watched City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And, I jokingly said that we can only pause once, you know. Because it's 4.5 hour movies. We can only pause it at one point. So if you gotta go to the bathroom, you gotta make it count, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that the audio was going through the wrong channel. So I paused it 8 seconds in. And I was like, oh, oops. And then it turns out we never bothered. We never needed to pause it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we essentially just watched the entire thing straight through. 4.5 hours, Boston City Hall. What'd you think?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I'm going to get you a shirt with that on it.
Mm.
Or would you feel bad about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really...
ABBA. It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. I love seeing all the different jobs that they show as part of the same system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're seeing the street cleaners, we're seeing the mayor, we're seeing all of these different, you know, city functions.
Yeah. There's some queer folks
mm-hmm.
in it. We got a they-them doing parking tickets.
I love seeing people try to explain their parking tickets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the,
like
the parking ticket
thing.
Appeals thing.
People are always like, so you know, it's a funny story why I got this parking ticket.
I understand the first guy specifically is like, my wife is in labor. I can't find a parking spot. I park in front of a fire hydrant. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
The second guy, I don't get.
I mean, I guess nice try.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't know people lived there. Standouts, you really liked the veterans.
Mm-hmm. I love just hearing people telling stories, because that's
it's Veterans Day appreciation thing at like a firehouse or something. Anyway, and they're just a bunch of folks telling stories.
There's like a little old lady who was a nurse, I think.
Yeah. Oh, she's so sweet. She's like, I don't want to break the cameras.
Yeah, and people sharing, you know, I don't know, of course their lives and hard stuff that they've been through.
Yeah. Love the bit at the town hall about the marijuana dispensary. That's probably the highlight. Everyone doing their civic duty and asking the right hard questions, and I adore this film. I just adore it, because it's not just watching people be good at their jobs. It's watching people be good at important jobs.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. You did say this is a movie that, you know, makes you feel hopeful about...
Yeah, about the government, which is hard to do nowadays.
Yeah. I like people just helping, you know, seeing them do stuff for their community.
And any other bits you like?
There's a cute wedding that's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Like courthouse wedding.
Yeah, the gay wedding up top. You liked the health and safety inspection.
Yes.
Of that one guy's house.
It's just a strange guy who's like having some
problem with rats.
Rat problems. It's just kind of cool. Just go in this guy's house.
The one guy who is like most clearly like also talking to the guys behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Like every. Very rarely do you see people addressing the camera in a Wiseman movie. It almost never happens. There's one moment in Jackson Heights where like people are celebrating like a football game win or whatever, and they like go up to the camera and they're like, yeah. But anyway, he's mostly talking to the health and safety guy, but he's like, you know what I mean, right? And clearly looks off camera to the whoever's holding it. Anyway. And his explanation of the family dynamics.
It feels very like me following my mom around as a kid and being like in her office listening to her do adult things. Is very the energy.
It's also nice that it is a progressive.
Yes.
Administration.
Yeah, this would be a very different experience if this was not a progressive administration.
We will get to state legislature eventually.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, just I love spending an afternoon with it.
Yeah,
I feel at rest watching Wiseman films.
Yeah,
well, most Wiseman films. State legislature. Anyway,
yeah, it's really cool. I find it really informative in a lot of ways, like ways that are hard to find outside of just doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels very informative in the sense of I'm just there's like yeah there's minimal filter. I'm just seeing parts of these people's lives and like what their offices look like and what what they do all day.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell someone that, you can tell, oh, this is what the job looks like, but it's hard to know that unless you're like in there.
Mm-hmm.
What those words mean, and so I like to see it.
Yeah. So you mentioned with Menu Plus Ears that it was like a job shadow.
Yes.
So now that you have job shadowed a three Michelin star French restaurant and Boston City Hall, where would you like to work?
I think...
Between those two options, those are your only two options.
I'd honestly probably say City Hall, just because I feel like I'd want to eat at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I'd want to work at City Hall. Yeah, I...
Not that you would ever be able to afford eating at that restaurant working at a City
no.
Hall.
Yeah,
because
I...
Yeah, and I definitely wouldn't mind working at City Hall under Marty Walsh,
who is presented
as quite a good mayor.
Yeah, and I think also, like, that feels like an inclusive workspace in the sense of trying to get people together doing stuff, whereas, like, the sheer, like, stress of having to work at a restaurant that stressful would be...
Sure.
Would
Yeah.
Yeah, take away a lot of the fun of it. But mm-hmm. I love seeing it.
Yeah.
It won't change the price. I can just type in no chicken on there. They're just all set with meat on them already.
Oh, they are.
I could do like a side salad. Or do two side salads.
Oh,
there's a ball
for bird with regular cheese fries. Yeah.
Everything was we need to try on. I get that, but I'm free. Yeah. Are we
going to
have anything else today, you guys?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think I'm all right.
Yeah. So, hey, last thoughts on City Hall. If you want to listen to my...
Just for later, okay?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. If you want to listen to my in-depth thoughts about it, the first episode of this podcast, entire podcast feed, is our weekly Wiseman number one. Me and Harold talking about City Hall. Almost 3 years ago. 3 years ago this week. Wow. Anyway. So. Yeah. I still give it 5 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a good movie, and I think it's an important movie to have.
Yeah. I really want... There's a French box set of Wiseman films, but apparently the French subtitles are burned into the image, so I'm not really interested in getting them. Also, he's still making movies, so it's not going to have Menu Plus Ears in it, for instance, or City Hall. Or a couple. I know you'd love... to watch a couple just over and over again.
Maybe not.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I am distracted by eggs.
Yeah. I'm distracted by the sight of those hash browns. Mm.
Maybe I should take care of that for you.
No, maybe I should take care of that for me. Anyway. We're getting a puppy.
And a puppy.
We're getting a puppy in 2 weeks. Not 2 weeks, 2 days. We're getting a puppy in 2 days.
Yeah.
That's going to be nice.
Can I take the Junior Max?
Oh. She will keep you busy.
Yeah. And so will writing poems for the paper. Do you think I'm actually going to get in the paper?
Probably.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Your grandfather owns a paper mm-hmm. run by your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad also contributes. And maybe I'll send have a poem. Me in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It'd be fun to get published.
Yeah.
I think that'd be the... It'll be the first time if I do get published.
Yeah. I don't know if they're real poetry guys, but...
What?
I don't know if they're real poetry guys, but we write good poetry, so I'm sure they'd love to.
Yeah, I won't send in my more esoteric, oblique stuff to start.
Yes.
It'll be something about flowers or something, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think you're providing another, more content. That's not the word to use, but more stuff,
more
eye catchers, more. More fun stuff for paper to give its readers and for free.
Another genre of writing in the paper.
Yeah.
Not just film criticism, not just, the news.
And a lot more fun to look at than advertisements.
This is true.
I think they very much benefit from having that.
Thank you for chatting with me.
Thank you for chatting with me.